And I'm going to try to make it as a bit interactive as much as possible. Okay? We are going to talk about running the race. We're all running a race, whether we know it or not. There's a race that we're running. Our life is a race. And you are the runner. Your life is a race. My life is a race. And we are the runner in the race. Okay. As a Christian, we also, have a special race that we are running. Before I start, I just want to ask, what sport do you like to play? What sport? Sport, yeah. What? Rugby, good. What? Running. Ruby likes to do what? Swimming? I know she does gymnastic and running. Chloe, what do you like to do? Sports? What? Dance. Oh, I like to see that. Who else is there? Day, what do you like? Football, good. I like football. What do you like, Kristen? Football, well done. And Mark? Football. I like athletic. I like to watch it though. I do a bit of running now and then. When I feel a bit, heavy, I run around the dike or maybe on the street and then come back, or maybe Saturday morning, I do that, or early on Sunday morning before church. I like to do that, and I mostly like to watch as well. I like to watch athletics, 1,500 meters, 800 meters. Who is the most popular runner we know now? The Olympic runner? Who can tell me? Usain Bolt, yeah. Why is he called? No, it's ironic anyway, because his name is Bolt. And lightning is Bolt also, because he's very fast. Usain is very fast. So, and I think, my favorite, like I said, my favorite sport is athletics. And when you do the Olympics, I like to watch people like Usain Bolt, run. And then was it last summer that it was the Olympics, or last two summers? It was last year, 2013, wasn't it? 12, wow. That's gone quick. I remember us all glued to the television and then watching the Olympics. And my favorite was the athletics. I'm going to write something on the board now and ask a couple of questions as well. Hope this right. Let's try. Okay, there's one. I hope this. Start. I hope I got that right. Yeah. Start. Start today. Number two. Okay. This is in, you can't, can you see this? Can people see this? This is eat. Eat carefully is what I'm trying to write. And then three, train often. Oh, thank you. All right. Do you know, in the Bible, did you know that in the Bible, often we speak about athletics and running races? And did you know that in the Bible, Christians are often compared to athletes? So just like we have athletes here, we Christians are also athletes, and we are, running. So the Bible have examples of how and who and what we are doing as Christians to be athletes. So I just asked Tracy to read a couple of scriptures to show us. She's going to be reading from 1 Corinthians 9. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27.
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. Not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beat in the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Okay. And then the second one.
That's in Galatians 2, verse 2.
I went in response to a revelation and set before them the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles. But I did this privately to those who seemed to be leaders for fear that I was running or had run my race in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised, even though he was a Greek. This man.
Galatians 5:7.
You were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth?
Okay. These are just a couple of examples of where, you know, the Bible talks about us as Christians running a race, and we are running a race to achieve something in the end. When Usain Bolt runs his race, he's looking at the gold, the Olympic gold medal. We are looking at, you know, a crown from the Lord Jesus Christ at the end of our lives to say, my dear, you have run a good race. Well done. Come and rest. That's our aim as Christians. But before we do that, he wants us to do something right here so that at that time we have to be, you know, we'll hear that voice to say, welcome, son. Okay. When Paul was writing these letters in the Bible, he especially had it in his mind, that the picture of an athlete running a race, as he thought about men and women, boys, girls, we were trusted in the Lord. And you can't just start a race in a day. You have to start somewhere. That's why I put there. Start today. Have you started your race already? We may have started our races individually, but have you started right? As a Christian, starting will make will mean you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, "Here I am, Lord, take me as I am. I'm a sinner. I want to be your child. I want you to lead me. I want you to help me run my race." If you haven't done that, that's the first step. What do you think athletes do as the first thing they do? Who knows what Usain Bolt will do when he wants to run his race? The first thing he does. What? Yeah, we'll come to that. When they're about to start a race, you know, they start on a line. They all stand in a line, won't they? Get ready, yeah. They're getting ready in a line and then taking their position. That's what you do the day you say, Jesus Christ, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. This is me. Forgive me my sin. You receive the salvation of the Lord and you start your race, your spiritual race starting. You may not be on that street or on the Olympic track, but you are starting your life race the day you say, come to me. Come into my life, dear Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. If you haven't done that this morning, I'm asking you, I'm challenging you to start your race so that at that time, Jesus will say, come in, my little child, come on, that's your crown, this is your crown. That's the starting point as Christian. And as Christian, there are some people who know exactly what they want to do. After you've said, you've given your life to Christ. Some people know what they want to do. They know they want to be a preacher, they want to do this or do that, but most people don't even know, they don't have a clue of where to start. But what does the Bible tell us? That we just come as we are. Come as we are. And the most important thing we need to think about is loving. The Bible says there are three important things to do. love your Lord, love your God, and love your neighbors. If you love your Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your being, spirit, that's the first thing you need to do. And then love your neighbors. Do the bit you can. Help, show love. That's where to start. You don't have to stand here. No, not all of us can stand on the pulpit. Not all of us can sing. Not all of us can maybe preach or say something. But you start little, step by step. I'm sure Osimbol didn't start, you know, the first race he did wasn't the Olympics. It wasn't. He must have started maybe on his school track, maybe on the sports day in school. They just noticed that, oh, this guy's got a talent. But as Christians, we don't have to even, you know, beat ourselves up much. You don't have to feel under pressure to make something of yourself, to have a huge list of accomplishments, ready to rattle strangers, your family, and say, oh, I can, you know, I'm this, I'm that, I have this in my, you know, as under my name, I can this. No. All God is asking us to do is to show your love. Love your neighbor. Whatever little thing you could do to help, show it. If everyone loves their neighbor as themselves, there won't be any killing. There won't be any, there won't be all these things happening in the whole world. War, there won't be wars. There won't be, you know, sadness on our street, no. If we all love ourselves, that's what God is calling us to do. That we should love ourselves. Love our neighbors just as much as we love ourselves. We won't want to hurt each other ourselves, do we? We won't want to see our neighbor going hungry when we are full and then throwing things out. We won't want to see our neighbors being sad and then we, you know, just being there. So whatever you can do to help, that's what God is asking you to do. And then we have the next thing that a person that is going to run would do is eat carefully. If you want to be an athlete, can someone tell me what type of food you need to eat? What? Yes. Fruit, yeah. Meat, yeah. What else? Carbohydrates, yeah, they eat loads of carbs. Yes, Chloe? Vegetable, good girl. Healthy food. I can't sit down and have a big bowl, I mean big, massive pizza. or a bag of chips, burger, and all that. And then just tell me how you feel when you eat that, when you eat, you know, like, you're like that. You just want to sleep. I'm sure Usain Bolt doesn't eat that. I watched a documentary about him, and he said, they asked him what he eats mostly, because he's from Jamaica. He eats lots of plantain and yam. We eat yam as well. Yam is like potato, and it's like, you know, bulk, you know, but and it gives him energy to run. In fact, they have special people that watch over what they eat. They're dietitians. They have the dietitians. They have trainers that make sure that they eat healthy. If they want to go for Olympics, I'm sure they have lots of things they do. They mustn't do things, you know, that we don't do. We do normally. We can eat anything we allow, but if you're an athlete, you really can't eat anything rubbish. You have to be on a strict diet. So with us as Christians, what's our diet? What's our spiritual diet? Bible, yeah. That's our Bible. We need to study the Bible. Eat, chew it. When you eat it is when you read it. Chew it is meditating on it. And digesting it is acting what you've read. Without this, the race can't go smoothly. It's just like, you know, eat rubbish, eat burger, eat unhealthy food. Not burger is so good, but just when you eat it every day, pizza, you know, junk food, that's when it weighs you down. Junk food, spiritual junk food, is when you let all the things, you know, overcome your heart, allowing all the other worldly things, like, you know, maybe, I don't know, things, maybe all these things, maybe on the internet, on the TV, distract you from the Word of God and distract you from what the Word of God wants you to do. Like if you read the Bible, it helps you to grow. It helps you to keep going. It won't weigh you. It won't allow the worldly things happening in the world to weigh you down a lot. Let me give you a quick example. Early this year, I think it was middle of the year, when all the things were happening, when I turn on my TV, I see war, in people dying, Ebola here and there, people dying, war in Syria, war in Iraq, Christian being persecuted, children dying, war, earthquake, things. It really did weigh me down. It weighed me down badly. I thought, God, are you there? Where are you, Lord? But the same God told me in my Bible, if I didn't go back to the Bible, probably just give up and say, it's not there. But I went back to my root. I went back to the basic, and he told me he's there, that he's in control. He's given me peace. That it took me a while. Maria might just know about this, because I just felt like, really, God. If you look at me, I look tired. I was like carrying all that load on my shoulder, thinking, God, how are we going to survive here? But God says he's in control. He's in control. And he says, peace. And that was his word that spoke to my heart. And I felt better. I felt calm. If I wasn't reading that, I give up. And I feel stressed, very stressed on what I don't have control on. That's what some of our lives are. That's what we are as Christians. We tend to take in so much. And those are the junk food for our soul. And God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to eat carefully. And eating carefully means going to our Bible, having our devotion, being close to God, working with him every day. When something comes, he says, in this life, we have tribulations and trials. We'll have things that will bother us. We'll have illnesses, everything, that things that aren't going normal. But he says we should be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. You won't know that until you eat carefully in the Word. You have to eat the Word of God. You have to meditate on it. And you have to make sure you act on it so that you can grow and you'll be able to run your race. And then the last thing that an athlete will do, who can tell me? Train. If you don't train, how will Usain get his gold if he doesn't train? You think, oh, I'm good. Even now, as he is an Olympic medalist, he's still training. He trains every day. He trains so that the next time he's competing, it gets there faster than the other person. So we need to train. We need to train and train and train and train. There's no emphasis, currently on training. And how do we train as Christians? How do we train? Who can tell me how we train?
Pray.
Yeah. We pray. By praying and giving our thoughts to God, giving our actions to God, before we embark on anything, we let him know. Have him as our companion. Most people I know, even myself, sometimes when something happens to me, I go straight to my friend first, pick up the phone. Do you know this? Do you know that? And those people, most of the time, won't even give you the good right advice. They might just mislead you in most cases. They might just, tell you something that is not, you don't need to do. But if you tell it to God, it might take away. You might think, oh, is he there? Is he answering me? Is he listening? But he is. He wants us to train every day. He wants us to abide in him and speak with him and let our life reflect his will in him. And this is it. If you haven't done the first thing, start doing it today. It's just giving your life. It's as simple as that. Coming to God as you are. Are you carrying? It says no matter how big or small the sin is, he is there. He wants to cleanse it for you. All you need to do is just to give him everything, release it to him, and say, here I am, and accept the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And eat right, eat carefully. Read your Bible, digest it, and act on it, what you've read. And train often, And you know what? You really can't do this on your own. No one can do it on their own. No one can run the race of life on their own. But Christ is there all the way, all along the way, till he calls us home. He's there. And he says he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Have you started your race? That's the question I'm asking everybody today. Are you eating properly? And are you training well? The Lord Jesus will help us in this race. And I'll just show you just a little clip I found on YouTube. It's just like a song to wrap this all up for us. And then once I finish, Maria will do the last closing prayer. Thank you very much for listening.